I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Reducing asthma flare-ups is one of the most important goals of managing asthma in children and adolescents. Dr. Sheen Aujala is here to talk about the details. Dr. Aujala is a pediatric pulmonologist, and she's director of pediatric pulmonology, allergy, and sleep medicine at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Aujala, tell us about asthma flare-ups in children and teens.
Well, Bobby, asthma flare-ups can also be known as asthma exacerbations or asthma attacks, and they can consist of severe symptoms such as wheezing in your chest or having labored breathing or respiratory distress. But it is important to know that you can have more subtle symptoms. So some children may develop a prolonged cough for weeks and weeks, and that can also be an asthma exacerbation. The huge problem with this is that other than, of course, being very uncomfortable for the child to have these respiratory symptoms, they can interfere with daily activities, lead to missed school days, lead to missed work days for families.
What are the common causes of these asthma flare-ups, and are they more prevalent certain times of the year?
Yes. So hands down, the most common reason in children for having asthma flare-ups is the viral respiratory viruses, which is why in many children with asthma, they may have more poor asthma control in the fall and the winter. Seasonal allergies can also contribute to asthma flare-ups, other environmental factors like exposure to cigarette smoke.
When these asthma attacks occur in children and adolescents, is it typical that they can be treated at home? Or is it important to go to the ER?
Well, sometimes trips to the emergency room are needed for more intensive breathing treatments and other medications, such as steroid medications, to decrease the inflammation and swelling in the airways. But the good news is that there are many strategies we could use to help manage these flare-ups at home.
And what are those strategies?
First, I'll mention that every child with asthma or asthma symptoms should have a sick plan at home, given by their pediatrician or their asthma specialist. And what that means is that they are proactive about starting certain inhalers when they start to have symptoms. So they're not starting their medication too late. So that's the big one. One other important thing to remember is that many children do require a daily maintenance medication, or sometimes we call that asthma controller inhalers. And these medications work to actually prevent severe asthma exacerbations in children.
What additional ideas can you suggest to help reduce these flare-ups in children and teens who have asthma?
If you know your child has severe seasonal allergies, for example, in the spring or in the fall, making sure that they manage those allergies. Of course, in respiratory viral season, and really in any season, good hand washing would be important. Another important thing to do in this season would be getting the flu vaccine. We know that children with asthma can have severe exacerbations with flu infection.
Dr. Aujala, thanks for this update about reducing asthma flare-ups in children.
Thanks for having me, Bobby.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.